Seneca County is nestled between two Finger Lakes and is a hilly cascade of ravines, pastures, and woodlands. About 35,000 people inhabit the small towns and rural communities, many owning and operating the farms and wineries that dot the landscape. The Seneca County Chamber of Commerce represents 306 of those businesses, and President Jeff Shipley says he's never seen them more agitated about something as they are about the minimum wage proposal.
I've got 15 pages of testimonials from business owners all across our community about what the effect of $15 minimum wage is.
Seneca County is among 50 entities that make up the Minimum Wage Reality Check campaign. It contends that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour will mean job losses, tax increases, and a higher cost of living. Shipley says while pro-business organizations take these facts and figures to Albany to try to convince lawmakers to oppose the idea, it's the small businesses themselves that make the most compelling arguments, like the McGee Country Diner in Waterloo.
Just one, sir. Go right this way.
The diner sits just off a thruway exit. It's near a popular outlet mall, and owner Gary Schlegel unabashedly says he supports the Lago Casino that's going up down the road. So things should be looking up. But right now, he's trying to cope with a January minimum wage increase for his 35 or so employees.
Probably another $2,000 a week in payroll.
So prices have gone up, a bit here, a bit there. A cup of coffee now costs over $2.
And it's going to be a tough nut to chew, I can tell you right now. And really, really have to stay on top of your menu. You really do. To survive.
Schlegel says there's no way he can cut back on employees and keep up with a busy diner. So he'll have to make changes in the type of people he hires. More skilled labor as opposed to many of the college and high school kids who work there now.
It's not going to be that kid that, you know, his mom and dad told him to go out and get a job. I'm not going to give him $32,000 a year full time, you know.
The Cayuga Lake Creamery is in Interlaken, a rural community 30 miles south of the Thruway. It was named one of America's top ice cream parlors by USA Today a few years ago. It features eclectic flavors that sprout from the bounty of nearby breweries, wineries, and farms, like asparagus ice cream.
It tastes exactly like asparagus. So people that like asparagus really like that ice cream. And if you hate asparagus, don't try it.
Owner Jeff Kostick figures if the payroll for his 35, mostly seasonal, mostly high school student workforce goes up to $15 an hour, it would reach close to $450,000, and that would drive up the cost of a cone.
From, you know, a single scoop being probably $4 after the next 20% raise I have to do just to catch up, to about $6.50.
Kostick is from Brooklyn, and he's not opposed to increasing the minimum wage altogether. He thinks a regional increase could take into account differences in the cost of living between upstate and downstate. And he has lobbied some downstate lawmakers about it. But he gets the sense none of them seem to be listening to the business side of the story.
I had asked them, who is telling you that this is a good thing? And they go, well, our constituents. I said, so the individuals. And they go, yes. I said, have you polled any of the small businesses and to see what their feeling was? No, we really haven't.
Menzo Case, president of Generations Bank in Seneca Falls, agrees business needs to get its story out better, but suggests it's difficult.
How do you fight a trend that's emotions-driven?
Case says a $15 minimum wage will mean cuts in other kinds of compensation his employees currently receive.
Our benefit package is approximately 25% of our compensation. And that we can see no end because of the medical insurance costs keep escalating, pension plan costs keeps escalating. So we're going to have to cut these things.
Case also looks at the issue from the lending point of view.
We're not seeing the kind of throughput that we would normally see in ideas. In hope that there's a better way. I've got this product, I can do it here.
These businesses are hoping they can get the same kind of attention supporters of the minimum wage as Fight for 15 campaign is getting, so they'll continue to talk to lawmakers, take part in a 15 is mean social media campaign, and place posters in their businesses' windows that encourage customers to ask how an increase in the minimum wage would affect their business. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.